The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The direction they were leading the Ummah towards, every single one of the Imams, is to establish the authority, the government of Allah on earth. And the biggest obstacle in the way of that is the government of Taghut, the rule of Taghut. If the rule of Taghut is removed, we have a recent example too, when authority on the land, on the earth, the entirety of it, the whole globe, was governed by the East and the West after the Second World War. The world was divided between the USSR and the US. These were the two global powers, and they split the world between themselves, and they fought each other in Korea, in Vietnam, in Afghanistan, in other countries as well, in South America too. Wherever there was a rebellion against one, the other one would come in and try to take advantage of that. When they were the authorities of the land, of the earth, the name of Islam, the message of Islam, the spirit of Islam, the ahkam of Islam were being forgotten. In the countries where Islam developed and spread from to the rest of the world, the principles of Islam, the ahkam of Islam, were not being taken seriously, and the masses were ignorant. Masses were very ignorant of the rules of Islam. Those who believed in Islam had very little knowledge. There wasn't much being produced, much being published. Those who wanted to speak of Islam were very limited. Not only were they not given resources, God's resources were not given to them to use in the way of God. Whatever resources they could get their hands on were taken away from them. Their liberties were taken away from. They were imprisoned, sent to exile. And then on a global scale, where do we have Islam and people moving towards it? But as soon as in that one corner of the earth, the government of the Ahlul Bayt, the authority of Allah, under the guidance of the Ahlul Bayt, that the Imam said to follow in our absence, follow the mujtahideen that are pious, that have these conditions, and their responsibility is to guide you in the same direction that we did. We move towards establishing the government of God. They should be moving in the same direction. Listen to them under the guidance of one of the descendants of the Prophet, a descendant of Amir al-Mu'mineen, a descendant of Fatimah al-Zahra, a descendant of Imam al-Mujtaba, a descendant of Imam al-Husayn, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. As they themselves had told us this will happen, they had a rebellion against the authority of Taghut in that corner of the world. Once that happened, the spirit of Islam grew. People came to Islam from all corners of the earth. Nobody even sent a messenger to them to deliver the message. They just heard on the news and it inspired them. They found books, they became Muslim, they became lovers of the Ahlul Bayt. Exactly as God has said in the conquest of Mecca, we have got to move towards the global government of the Ahlul Bayt. Any movement, any speech, any organization, any center that doesn't teach this has got at least a slight deviation off the course of the Ahlul Bayt. Any center, any speaker, any so-called scholar that teaches against this, that teaches us to befriend authorities of Kufr, to be part of authorities of Kufr, to be at peace with the enemies of the religion, the enemies of Islam, the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, any person, any center, any organization, any country, any whatever site, social media account that promotes that, that's the mouthpiece of shaitan, even if they present themselves as lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, followers of the Ahlul Bayt, Muslimin, or whatever. Any voice, under any condition, that uses what Imam Zain al-Abidin did, what Imam al-Sadiq did, what Imam al-Kadhim did, and interprets it in a way where they suggest that means we cooperate with the dhalamah, with the oppressors, we work with the oppressors, we accept the oppressors, we join the movement of the oppressors by joining the government on whatever level. We accept them, we admire them, we support them. Any of that is a misinterpretation, deliberate or ignorant. It doesn't matter. It's a misinterpretation of the conduct and the speech of the Ahlul Bayt. And it is, whether it's deliberate or ignorant, is moving people in the direction opposite the direction of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. This is an important element in the guidance of the Ahlul Bayt. Aba al-Fadl Abbas is the flag bearer of Karbala for what? What is he standing for? What does that flag represent? It's the flag of the walaya of the Ahlul Bayt. The walaya of the Ahlul Bayt that does not accept the authority of the Yazids and the Muawiyahs and the Mansur al-Dawaniqi and the Harun al-Rashids and the Mutawakkils and the Ma'moons and the Trumps and the Bidens and the Queens of England and the Kings and Queens of Europe. And whatever other authority of kufr and taghut there is in the world. That's the banner of Imam al-Hussein. That's the standard of Imam al-Hussein. That's the flag of Imam al-Hussein. That's the flag of Karbala that Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas kept up until their hands were cut off. And he was not willing to leave that and drop that flag. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this flag was never put down. Each imam took it to the next imam, and our beloved Imam al-Hujjah ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif is holding this banner high and is moving in that direction and is fighting all the tawaghit, and we can already see his success in the form of the revolution in the Islamic Republic, in the form of Hashd al-Sha'bi in Iraq, in the form of the Yemeni rise and Muqawama, in the form of the Lebanese Muqawama Hezbollah, in the form of the Syrian Muqawama, in the form of the Afghan and Pakistani and Egyptian and whoever else that we're seeing is making progress. The Palestinian Muqawama against the Zionists that will defeat the Zionists, will remove that taghut, that entity, that illegitimate entity from Palestine. We're seeing the work of the Imam of our time. These are the accomplishments of the Mahdi of Fatima, salamullahi alayha wa ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif wa ruhi lahu al-fida.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين.
قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.